peas and carrots and potatoes, and okra is good in soup, celery, tomato juice.
Do you know what you call the little tiny tomatoes that people grow?
Tomatoes.
This is a little red vegetable that, it's a root vegetable that people use in salads. It's red on the outside.
White. Reddish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Reddish.
Okay. I interrupted you. When you use the word potato, what do you mean? Is it just any kind of potato?
No, I would say it was what you would call an Irish potato. Right.
How about the kind of potatoes that have yellow meat in them?
Sweet potato.
Okay, do you know yams?
Yams, right.
Well, that's the same.
They're the same to me.
How about something that has, it's a vegetable, has a strong odor when you cut it?
Onion.
Okay, now the onions that you pull up that you can use the top.
Green onions.
Right. Now, if you left an apple or something around, it would dry up and...
shrivel?
Now, talking about... okay, the kind of vegetables that come in heads.
Lettuce, cabbage.
Okay. And if you were looking at some cabbage in the grocery store, thought it was good looking, you'd say, I like these.
Heads of lettuce.
Okay, and if it was cabbage, if you were not using heads, oh. If you just say, I like these, there was a bunch of
heads. I'd say heads of cabbage.
You never say, I like these cabbages, or I like these cabbage.
I don't know. I would say something like, these heads of cabbage are good.
Okay. When you have some peas and you've got to get them out of the pod, you'd say you've got to...
shell peas.
Shell
peas.
Now the kinds of beans that you eat.
Green beans.
You got green, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I call them too. Now the kind of flat beans that sort of large, flat, yellowish, kind of yellowish looking beans. Let me ask you this. Are there any difference between butter beans and lima beans?
Not to me, there's not. Okay. No, they're the same to me.
And they are a flat kind of.
Right, mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody call I call them yellow green beans. Have you ever heard them called butter beans?
No.
Okay. The green parts of the tops of turnips that you eat are called?
Turnip greens.
Okay. How about, the outside of an ear of corn, you call that?
The shuck.
Mm-hmm. And how about the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Corn on cob.
Do you know the term roasted ears?
Yeah.
What would that mean?
Same thing.
Okay. Did I say that?
Roast ears.
Okay.
Roast ears.
That was one that I didn't. What do you call what grows out the top of a corn stalk?
Silk.
Okay.
The stalk.
Yeah.
Like a tassel.
Okay, yeah.
The silk grows out the corn.
Yeah. That's what you have to clean off the corn. What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And a small yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Do you know any types of squash?
No.
A white, flat squash? Yeah. What kind of melons?
Watermelons, cantaloupes, mushmelons.
Okay. Sometimes in your yard, after there's been a big rain, there's these small umbrella-shaped things that come up. We call those
toadstools.
Okay. Now the kind that you can eat are called
mushrooms.
If somebody he had finished chewing it, the next step is to
swallow.
And if you're talking about to talk about it, you'd say swallow. How would you say it?
Swallowed it.
Yeah. What do you call the things people smoke?
What kind is it?
Cigarettes, cigars.
Right. A kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Bat.
Okay. Now there's another one they call the wise old
owl.
Yeah. Now there's a.
That's the bat that's blind, isn't it?
but they have that radar.
Right.
There's an owl that makes a loud noise, a deeper voice.